Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, glory to God. Do you hear the chains falling? Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Well, thank you for tuning in tonight. This is Angela Joy. I'm back, and I'm glad to be here with you tonight. Do you hear the chains falling? Glory be to God. That's what, you know what? Regardless of whether we can hear them or not, let's speak it by faith and believe that every situation, every circumstance, everything that the enemy has thrown your way, it's got to go in the name of Jesus. That's the way we act. We act by on the word of God. We act by faith, and we move on in like it's already done. Well, welcome tonight. It's Sunday night, and I'm your host. It is March the 12th, and we are here with you from Southeast Georgia. Glad to be a part of what God is doing with Prophetic Grace Network and the people that God has raised up to be a part of this move in the earth. Well, thank you for calling in, and was out for a couple weeks, and you know, I'm not going to say that it was a picnic or vacation, but I was in warfare, and we declare that the war is already won. We know that because, you know, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He came and paid the price. The blood was shed that we would have access. What? Access. We would have access to the throne of God. We'd have access to our righteous judge, hallelujah, which is Jehovah. So thank you tonight. Thank you for calling in. And if you're not haven't called in and you want to know the number, it is 319-527-6027. And just call in and press 1, and I'll be able to see that you're in the queue for prayer. And also, if you want to text in, go ahead and text at 214-505-8719 if you want to let me know that you're there or you just want to send in a prayer request. That's perfectly okay. Well, I am so glad to see all of you all here waiting tonight. Just want to share a few things with you before I play another song and start taking calls. I'm starting to rise a little bit earlier for my job. I do 10-hour days now, 4 days a week. So I start a little earlier, but that's so I can have a Friday and a Saturday and a Sunday off, something I didn't have before. Thank God for his favor. And so I'm glad to see you all in here tonight. I'm going to start taking calls soon. I just want to say to you that, you know, just keep the faith. Hallelujah. And I heard a word today that just got me going. I woke up this morning around 5 a.m., and I didn't go to bed until 1 a.m., and then we lost an hour because we sprang forth instead of springing back because we're into this daylight saving time. So I didn't have a whole lot of sleep last night. Thought I was going to come home and get a nap after church. Didn't do that either. So I guess I was just too excited about what God has spoken to me through the day, and this morning when he woke me up at 5 a.m. after going to bed at 1 a.m. So I was listening to the word of God today, and it actually confirmed what God had spoken to me early this morning. So I woke up this morning, and God was just beginning to speak to me concerning purpose. And I had started reading another book on the courts of heaven, and I was looking at that. Let me just throw this out here first before I forget, because this kind of ties into what I feel like the Lord was saying to me. So I went to church, and you know, I was just excited because as soon as I got there, I knew God was confirming what he had already spoken to me this morning. Isn't it awesome when you have that time with God, and he just, you know, man, he just downloads some stuff in you, and then you go out somewhere and you hear, it's like, you know, because I told the Lord, I said, God, I need confirmation on some things. I hear you speaking to me. I know what you're telling me. you know, I believe it's you telling me to do some things. I said, but I, you know, I just need some confirmation, you know. So I got to church this morning, and it was straight up confirmation in regards to what God had spoken to me this morning concerning, you know, purpose and destiny. And you know, the pastor, he was talking about that and being lame. And we were talking in concerning Matthew 21 and 14, which says, hold on there, I dropped the phone. Matthew 21 and 14, and it just talks about, it says, well, they were preparing, you know, for Jesus' entrance, and then they were, you know, the temple and all of that, and they were talking about Jesus was letting them know, you know, my Father's house is not a den of thieves, you know, it's to be a house of prayer. And then you go down to verse 14, and it just basically says, and the blind and lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Yeah, because the verse before that says, and he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And then 14 says, and the blind, and so, you know, it just switched. It switched from letting you know this is not what it's supposed to be, and this is what it's going to be, because the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. So the word that I got was that this morning from, you know, the word that I was listening to at church was, you know, it's time to not be lame. You know, it's time to walk. It's time to take up your bed and walk. It's not time to be lame, because there's too many things going on. God needs us to be involved with the business of the kingdom. So we got to throw off the grave clothes, and we got to walk. And so this morning, in my time, you know, with the Lord, I, like I said, I started a new book, and it's The Courts of Heaven. Let's see, I've got it here on Kindle. Let's see, yeah. So I had read one, or gone through one, and I found another one that Dr. Henderson had written. And basically, it's 365 days of prayer and declarations, you know, concerning your life and being prepared to walk into your destiny. So today, it happened to be desires, destinies, and future. Yesterday, it was started with the Book of Destiny and prayers for that. And it just awakened something inside of me because, you know, I was reading, and it was basically talking about that our main reason for living in the earth at this time is to fulfill the destiny that God has placed on the inside of you. And it's really, I felt and I sensed, it would be just disobedience, upright, just know that God has called you to do something and you walk contrary to what he's telling you to do. Because the whole point and the purpose for us being here is to fulfill the will of God, not our will, but his will in our life. And so when we go opposite of that, it's almost as if when, you know, you have a child, you tell them, hey, Judy, go to the store. I need you to get this, bring it back. Don't be long, come straight home. Well, Judy goes out and starts hanging out with her friends at the playground, okay? And she doesn't come back. Well, that's upright, straight up disobedience. So it's like when God puts us on a path and he tells us to go this way and that way, and we choose to go another way, that's straight up disobedience. And we're not here for our will. We're here for his will. And so that thing really got to me this morning. And so I was like, God, what do you want me to do? And he just began to, you know, speak to me about some things that I'm involved with and some ministries that he's connected with me with and why he connected me and what I was supposed to do. So it was so funny because when I got to church, the lady who is the vice president of a board that I'm a part of with this ministry, she's sitting right by me. And I told her, I said, well, after church, I got something I need to share with you about what God is saying to do concerning some things with this ministry.
I had asked God before I left the house. I was like, God, can you confirm this? So what was so awesome, people, is that not only, and I told her, I said, and it's about the ministry, I said, but we can talk afterwards. She's sitting next to me hearing the exact confirmation I needed that she needed to hear also. We're both taking it in at the same time. Tell me we don't have an awesome God. Tell me we don't have a God that'll show up and show out. Tell me we don't have a God that is concerned about everything that concerns us. He is God. And I looked at her, she looked at me, and it was like, wow. She started to cry. She didn't even know what I was going to tell her. But I just mentioned, hey, I've got some things that the Lord has spoken to me this morning concerning the ministry that we're involved with, and she is the person who's going to make the go pretty much or have the board vote on this particular thing. And she, you know, she trusts me, and she's asked me kind of to be the spiritual leader over the ministry, over the well, it's an outreach ministry. And I'm like, you know, okay, God, but she has to say, you know, she's got to hear from you about this. She's got to hear from you about this. I know you're speaking to me about it, but she's got to hear. And I'm telling you, God, man, he showed up. She's sitting next to me, listening to the exact same confirmation that I got this morning, talking about doing what God has called you to do and walking in a way that you're not lame, that you're going to pursue the things of God, you're going to go out and you're going to accomplish what God has called you to accomplish in this earth. Oh, people, I've had some trials over the last couple weeks. I've had some situations. I've had some places where I felt like I was in a barren land. But I pressed my way back to the presence of God. I pressed my way back to his wonderful loving kindness, and I pressed my way into hearing what God has to say in the season. It's a press, folks. It's a press. This walk isn't easy. It's just not some tiptoe through the tulip thing. It is a press. And so I pressed my way in, and I believe, because last night I was like, oh, you know, and I woke up this morning. It was like, well, God woke me up. He says, let me straighten her out a little bit. Let me give her just a little bit of information that I want to share with her, that she's not walking by herself, that she is not in that place by accident. She's not connected with those folks by mistake or some co-happen chance. She is there because I've divinely put her there, because there's a purpose, there's a mission, there's a reason. And maybe that's why I had to come up against so many oppositions the last couple of weeks. Man, I've had opposition. Do you hear me? Where I felt like I was dried out. But God, hallelujah, but God, the chains are breaking. The chains are going to break when we press in. You know, there's power in the name of Jesus. Do you know that, you know, a chain, when something is broken off you, there's pressure put on that thing. It just doesn't, you know, of course, miraculously things can just fall off. But sometimes there has to be some pressure. How do we pressure? We pressure and we press in prayer. We press in faith. We press in hope. We press believing the word of God. We press believing that he is who he says he is. And we stand firm. And even when the winds blow and it looks like it's going to blow us over, we'll bend, but we won't break. So thank you so much. I solicit your prayers. I'm still in the midst of some things, but I know God is going to work it out. Why? Because what God calls and starts, he finishes. He doesn't quit halfway during the job. He doesn't stop here and go over there and say, I'll see you a little bit later. No, God completes what he starts. So tonight, know that God will complete what he has started in you. Take it by faith. Take it by faith. Know that God has not called you to sit idly by and be lame in what he's called you to do, but he's going to cause you to walk into whatever he has positioned you to walk into, predestined you to walk into, because we're decreeing it and we're declaring it in Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the people of God who have come on here tonight. I don't have anything for them, but you do. I don't have a word for them, but you do. I don't have knowledge of what's going on, but you do. So, God, we thank you tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus. And we thank you for the intercessors that are on the line tonight who are believing and standing with me for those who are in need of what God is going to do in their lives in this season in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, tonight. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that you've sent here as a comforter. And we thank you for our Father God, who is righteous judge. Hallelujah. He's not unrighteous. He's the righteous judge. My God, thank you, Jesus. So we bless your name. We give you glory and honor and praise forevermore. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play this next song. We're going to be moving a little quicker tonight because, like I said, schedule changed a little bit. I'm just glad I was able to come on tonight, even though I haven't slept. You know, I got up at 5 a.m., but I'm feeling pretty energetic. I'm energetic tonight, you know, so let's pray I just stay in the flow. Hallelujah. So give me a moment here. We're going to play another song, and I'm going to start I'm going to take calls, and we're just going to believe that God is going to do the miraculous tonight. Hallelujah. We always believe that he does. So hang here with me while I go ahead and start the song. I'll be back shortly. We're looking for a move of God. Hallelujah.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all it says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here.
Oh, God.
for the move of God. We're looking for earth-shaking, power anointing, power-packed anointed move right into position, right into place to where God has called us and is calling us. So welcome again. If you're just tuning in, I'm Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia. I'm your host tonight for Prophetic Grace Network. Thank God I'm here. Thank God it is well with my soul. And I pray it is well with yours. We just thank God for Prophet Randy, who has set up this platform for us to carry the gospel, to minister to people, you know, basically 7 days a week. You know, of course, thank God for the other ministers that come on and do their part to keep this thing afloat, because God is in the boat. Hallelujah. We're moving into places unknown, but that's good because it's not unknown to God. He knows exactly where he's taking us. So thank you so much for calling in, and I am going to go ahead and start with calls. Let me just get some of this stuff moved out of the way, and let me go ahead. Let me just say this. So I'm going to say this prayer over us tonight, because we're going to, you know, we mentioned destiny. We mentioned, you know, how we want to God to take us to where we need to be. That it, you know, we have an assignment in this earth, and it's very important that we fulfilled our assignment. You know, Psalms 90 and 12 tells us that thus to number our days or be careful with them. Why? Why is that? Because we need to be obedient to do what we need to do with the days that God has given us. We need to be mindful that God gave us a number of days, and we are to wisely use them, wisely investing in ourselves in the purposes that God assigned us to. Otherwise, the days will pass and become weeks, and then weeks, months, and then months, years, and then decades and a lifetime. And then what have we done with the time and the days that God has given us? Wow, wow, wow. When you think about it like that. And it happens so quickly. You know, you can, you know, even now, I mean, I can remember, wow, that year went faster. Man, this week went fast. And I'll be honest with you guys, since I've been working 4-day work week, it's like my weeks are flying by. I mean, I do 2 days and I'm like, oh, I'm halfway through my work week. Then I do Wednesday, and hey, Thursday, hey, it's my Friday. So it seems like it just goes so fast. So we have to be mindful. And I was even like, wow, you know, it seems like my life is going a little faster or something since I started working, you know, the 4-day work week. But we need to spend our time wisely, because these days and these years are going by quickly. And we would have spent a lifetime on other things that is not fulfilling the purpose and the destiny that God has given us if we're not mindful that the days are numbered. Hallelujah. These days were fashioned for us, and they are the days that God has given us to fulfill what he has put us here on this earth and assigned us to do by the number of days that he's given us. Wow. You know, I never looked at it like that. He's given us a number of days to complete the assignment that he has given us while we're here on earth. Wow. It's important that we be mindful, that we take notice, that we're not just frivolously living this life, but we're asking God how, when, what do we need to do? How do we need to do it? Where do you want me to be? How do you want me to position for this assignment, God? Wow, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing to think that so many times throughout the years, I've just wasted time, wasted the number of days, wasted the time that should be spent on an assignment that God is wanting to put my hand on. But I'm caught up, you know, in things of this world. My. So I'm going to read this prayer, and then I'm going to take calls. So
Lord, we just come to you in a repentant state. We ask, God, that you just remove anything from us, God, that would hinder us from being positioned to do what you called us to do. So, Lord, I stand before your court, and I ask for wisdom and discipline to use my days correctly. I want to be faithful with my days, that I might accomplish my assigned purpose for you and from you. I ask for strength, and I ask for grace to be fully complete, to fully complete all that has been written about me in your book. See, you have a book, God, that you have written what my life was to be for. Let me fully complete what's been written. Help me not to squander my time. Teach me, Lord, wisdom, that I might number my days and use them for your divine purpose belonging to me. I desire to fully complete what is my portion in this life, that I might stand before you in the next one without fear, shame, or embarrassment. Lord, help us to be the servants that you've called us to be on this earth. So, Lord, we thank you. We lift you up, and we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Well, let me go ahead and turn this off here. I don't want my battery to go out. All righty, and let's start. I hope you all can hear me pretty well. And let's get something to write with. So let's go ahead and let's start with our first caller. First caller is 828-989. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you tonight?
Joy of the Lord is my strength. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
glory. I'm right there with you, sister. I'm right there with you. Without the joy of the Lord, let me tell you,
yes.
I've been through. Let's just leave it like that, man. I have been through. Hallelujah. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Well, let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As Jennifer, as I was, talking, I saw like these billowing waves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I saw, such power and such strength behind the waves. I saw the pushing, the coming forth, but in my spirit, I felt the beauty of it all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Lord, I just thank you tonight that as Jennifer walks this walk with you, God, and even with the billowing waves and the things that would come, that, there's power and there's strength in those waves. I mean, it's enough to just wipe stuff out. As we know, in hurricane season, when those waves hit that coast, man, it can just wipe stuff, slap out of there. But in the beauty of it all is that God, hallelujah, will give us the resilience, hallelujah, the resilience. Ah, my gosh, because when people, they have homes built near the ocean, and when those storms come and when the waves are blowing, I mean, some folks go back. Why? Because they're resilient, and they go back, and they keep going, and they keep moving just as if it didn't happen. Oh, they have memory of it, but then they understand that it's the going forth, the continuing, that will get them to the next place they need to be. They will be strengthened by what they went through, because they'll understand that there was a power that came but it wasn't a power that overtook them. They were able to move on. So tonight, God, we thank you for even though the billowing waves, there's a beauty in knowing that you're strengthened because God is with you. And no matter what it looks like, there is beauty in the storm. There's beauty in the storm. Why? Because there is a resilience that God is putting in you that you're going to come back even stronger than you were before. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for whatever it is she's going through, that there is resilience that's built down in her, and it's by the power and the anointing of God. So, Lord, we give you glory, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. My God. Yes, there's, the word resilience. Resilience.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, my God, let's look it up. Let's see what it says in the dictionary. And I ain't even spell it. Resilience. Woo, glory. Oh. There we go. Did I go here? The capability, let's see, the ability to recover, form, or adjust easily to misfortune or change. Glory be to God. Yes. What else? Let me go back. Other one. Ooh, God is so awesome. You know, I just, you know, like I was saying when I got on, you know, he knows what we need. He knows what we are in need of. And he knows exactly how to get us what we need. And it's just a matter of trust. It's not easy. I had some fires to put out, but, you know, God brought me right through the fire, you know. I didn't necessarily put them out. He brought me through the fires. And you know, anything you want to share? Basically, I think that's the only definite. I thought I saw another one, but I didn't. All right, so anything you want to share? Anything you want to say about that, Jennifer?
I mean, that really speaks to me. I just feel like the last few days have been heartbreak and disappointment. But despite that, I have felt so strong in the Lord today. Like, I have not lost my joy. You know, at times, you know, I can feel the heaviness in my heart. But then it's just like, that trust factor comes in with God, and there's an awareness. There's an awareness. And as far as the billowy waves, I had a dream a few nights ago that I was not able to discern. I tried to go out on the beach and to walk with the Lord and talk to him, but these waves coming at me, and I went back in like this beach house, and I saw the water like go up halfway up the window, and I wasn't sure what to make out of all of that. So,
wow,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm just like, you were actually at a beach, and you saw these waves.
It was a dream, yeah.
It was a dream.
I had.
Oh, my
God. Yeah,
gosh.
It was a dream that I wasn't able to, you know, I've been trying to discern it and seek wisdom about that. So maybe that'll give me a little bit more clarity.
Yeah, it seems like even with the word resilience, it's like don't be afraid of the waves. Don't be afraid of the power behind these waves, because regardless, you are resilient, is built in you. So whatever comes at you, no matter how powerful it may look, no matter how, I mean, when you say it came, you know, in the dream, it came up, you know, to the beach house, it's like even though it came, it cannot overtake you.
Right.
You know,
yeah, they were pretty
powerful.
Because
you're designed to bounce back. You're designed for resilience. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know. I just figure whatever he's preparing me for must be pretty spectacular because I've been through a lot. And he's been building up that resilience. And I just,
praise you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, and, you know, in the natural, you know, waves can look so, you know, they're threatening. And they, you know, the water is nothing to play with. You know, you see big, giant waves coming at you. You know, you think about the hurricane that wiped out parts of the Gulf side of Florida, you know, just literally wiped them out. You know, I have, I work with some people who's the home office that I work with, or one of the offices that I work with, which some of the team managers, they live in Fort Myers. And one of the girls, even one other agent, she sent me some pictures of that area, and that storm wiped that place out. I mean, it wiped it out. I mean, it was like a bomb went off. So waves are powerful. Storms are powerful. But you have been built to last. You have been built with the resilience to take you through so you don't have to worry about it overtaking you, even if it appears to be. And even in your dream, you're saying that it came up, but it didn't overtake you. It didn't overcome you. No. Because you have been built. God has put something in you that you will stand. And you know where your hope is. Like you said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. What other strength do we need than the love of God, the joy of God, of knowing who he is and banking on it. So when the billows of the waves come in, we know that we're rooted and grounded in God.
Awesome.
Ooh,
they're pretty big waves. They're definitely going through a storm right now. So,
Wow. Well, be encouraged, because it's just like that dream I had this morning, or the, not dream, but the actual just talking to the Lord today, kind of nodded off a little, but at 5 a.m. I was awake and reading, and God was just speaking to me. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, God, I can't do what you're asking me to do. This other person has to make this decision about this. You know, if this is what you want, you'll confirm it with them. Well, they were sitting right next to me in church. They heard the word. It's like God is so amazing. I never really think I heard. I came in the church today with her. I never come into the church with her. You know, my timing was like, it was like God, it was a setup. Because God wants me to know, hey, I'm all up in this. So you don't have to worry. He wants you to know, Jennifer, he's all up in this. You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
He gave you that dream. And basically, he confirmed it tonight by letting you know you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret.
Right.
He's all up in this. He's been speaking all day. Glory. Yes. He's all up in it. It's his business, too. Why? Because you allow him to be a part of what you're doing. You've invited him in, so it's his business too, and he's all up in it, and he's giving you an assurance that I'm speaking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm letting you know it is well. You're built to last. You're built with resilience. You know, makes me think about it. Is there a tire commercial? I just saw like a tire. You know, put tires on your car. They have to be resilient. You know, they gotta go. They gotta take you places. They gotta last. You're going some places in God because of the resilience that's been built in you. So be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
God is hearing you. My God, this is so awesome. I'm just excited about it.
Oh yeah. His presence has been unbelievable today. Just like
praise.
Yeah.
God.
He's definitely letting me know he's with me. So
yeah,
I think that's part of the, you know, just knowing he's there has just been made things easier today.
Yeah, it always does. I mean, you know, when we know, like, God is with us or he's giving us his stamp of approval, I mean, it's just like, you know, in a regular, normal, natural situation. You know, you have somebody with you, you have a parent or somebody. It really gives you a sense of security knowing that they're with you, you know? Like, when parents show up at baseball games, I like to go to my grandkids, you know, all my kids, when they played sports, I was always at all the games, everything. And now my grandkids, and so it's like, you know, and I remember my kids growing up, you know, they look up there, you know, in the stand to see if I was, you know, at the baseball game or, you know, soccer out in the soccer field. They'd be out there. They'd look up there. And then I got so involved, I started coaching soccer for about 2 or 3 years. And, just gives them a sense of assurance. Hey, my mom's out there. My mom's coaching. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, we can do this thing. And I'll have to brag a little bit. My team always won, and we always come in first place. I just have to say that. I'd throw that in there. But, you know, that's just like with God. We always win. Ah, glory be to God. There is no losing with God. Hallelujah. When my son, you know, we moved to this area, and my two of my sons, they played soccer from the age, one from 5 years old up through high school, and the other one from 3 years old up to high school and then some years in college. And, you know, it was like, you know, I was there at the beginning, and I was there when it ended, you know. But it was like God is there at the beginning, hallelujah, and he's going to be there when it's finished and done.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Lori, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello. Oh, you cut out.
Jennifer, can you hear me? I'm still here. Yes. Hold on. All right.
Hello?
You there? You there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I could hear you. You couldn't hear me after a while?
No, you cut out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was just saying, it's like, you know, and I was there at the beginning of their career in soccer, and I was there at the end. So, and God, because he was there at the beginning, Jennifer, he's there at the beginning. He's going to be there for the end. He's with you. So he's not dropping out of his place and position of walking with you through this situation and through your life. So, yeah, this is just awesome. I thank God that, you know, he spoke like this, because that's just awesome.
He's very faithful. Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to share or have prayer for?
No, I just am very aware that change is coming, and just for a quick recovery, I think, is what I'm feeling right now. Just,
Yep. And I mean... it's just awesome for you to hear how the Spirit is moving to let you know and to assure you that there's nothing to be worried about, because whatever comes, God has already built in you what you need to go through whatever it is you're going through. And,
He's right there with you. So that's the kind of God we serve,
yes.
You know. That's the kind
yes.
of God we serve. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Yes,
Amen.
He's such a good God. He's such a good God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Hmm. Well, you should be able
Jesus.
To get you some sleep and rest in the fact that God's got this. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank All
you,
right,
Jesus.
Jennifer, thanks for calling in. Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yep, you
All
too.
Right,
God bless you.
All right, same there. All right, good night. Amen. God is so awesome. Yes, he is. All right, let's go to 910-709. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, we got another one.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Hold on a second. Let me just had a little thing here. Let me change this. Sylvia from North Carolina. All right. Well, let's pray for Sylvia, Lord. We just thank you, Jesus. My God, Lord, we just thank you for Sylvia tonight. And Lord, we just thank you for the promotion. Glory be to God. Maybe promotion is not exactly the right word. I'm trying to find the word. Elevation and the
mm-hmm.
escalation of the elevation to where you're taking her, that you are pleased and you are in due, Sylvia, for a reward. I see, like, you know how you'll be at different events and you see people get, you know, blue ribbon, you know, pinned on them for this, or they get awarded some certificate for that. And I just sense in the realm, I see you being awarded and rewarded for service well done. Hallelujah, glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory. I just see, like, a reward or an award for service well done. For I just see, like, you know, when you're in a situation and they're calling employees up or they're calling students up and they're saying, let me just shake your hand for a job well done. Let me just congratulate you on the completion or for sticking to this situation or sticking to this assignment. Let me reward you. Let me award you. Because I've seen your diligence. I've seen your hard work. I've seen your stick-to-itness, even when it's been difficult, even when it's been hard. Let's just reward you. Let's give you an award for hanging in there, staying the course, and know that it has not been unnoticed. It has not been not seen. It's been seen. So it's time for recognition season. Ha, glory be to God. It's time for a season of recognition. Glory be to God. Well, Lord, we just thank you tonight that as you've taken her through the courses, that you've taken her through these obstacles, that you've taken her and you see that she has maintained and she's continued, and it's a season for recognition. It's an award season. Ha, glory be to God. My God. So, Lord, we thank you as she stays encouraged. There are times that it just doesn't seem like there's any recognition of service. But, God, we thank you tonight as we give glory for recognition of service tonight. Glory be to God. But stay in the course. Sticking it out. Lord, let this season. I don't know what you're going through now. It may not look white right now, but this is a season I sent to say to you for recognition of service.
Lord, we give you glory for it. We thank you in advance for whatever it is. It may look a little messed up right now. I don't know what's going on, or if it might look all right. But all I know is that season of recognition is at hand. And we give you glory. We thank you for this season, God, and for her staying the course in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. How are you tonight, Sylvia?
Oh, I'm great. When you said about the elevation, promotion, well,
mm-hmm.
God says that 2023 is the year that he was giving me a platform. So God opened a door that was never, I always wanted to be on a prayer altar team. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, how sometimes things work and I was not allowed to do it. I think we talked about this before, and I told you I went out to the streets and I started ministering outside. Well,
mm-hmm.
God opened the door and he just didn't put me on the prayer altar team to pray for people. He made me the captain of the prayer altar team.
Glory, hallelujah, your season of recognition. My God. Glory,
yes,
glory, and, glory, glory.
And,
hallelujah,
and
glory.
He said, yes, God. He says that when I'm there, he says when I'm, he put me on the front line because he's going to use me to break the yokes off of the Christians in the church. And so he said that they will start coming to me, telling me what their issues are and what the enemy is doing to them. Started happening today. I was just sitting there and a lady came up to me, and she's an intercessor. And she told me that she was getting, enemy was attacking her really bad and, you know, and her kids. And so I remember what the Lord says, that people would just walk up to me and tell them these things. And when they did, he wants me to touch them, pray, lay hands on them, and he's going to break the yokes. And that's what
glory
happened today.
God.
Two people.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo, glory. Glory, glory. Well, you know what? And the thing of it is, you know, like it's an elevation, and God is, it not only is an elevation, but it's a recognition that what God has put on the inside of you. You know, we can be elevated and put in position, but when you see the demonstration of the Holy Spirit operating and using you, it's your seat. It, the gift can't help but be recognized. You know what I mean? Like you said, you didn't just become a part of it. They gave you the recognition of being the captain of it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, my God, this is just, woo, that is mind-blowing. I'm telling you, this God
you know,
we serve is awesome.
And, you know, sometimes we are in churches and we get on church hurt, and a lot of people leave the church. But I stayed. There was times that I wanted to leave, and maybe twice or three times I tried to go, and God told me to go back. And I went back, and I stayed the course, and I put up with all the things that I had to put up with. And I just kept my eyes on God. And for people who don't want to be in church and go through church hurt, sometimes it's a process that we have to go through in order to go to the next level.
Amen.
And now I see that I had to go through all of that. They may not have wanted me to, but at the time, it probably wasn't my time. And so I stayed until it was my time, but God had placed that desire in me to want to, you know, be on the front line and to pray and intercede for people. And I've been doing
Amen.
It for years. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You know, God
yes.
has
Amen.
Perfect timing. He has perfect timing for whatever it is that he needs to do. You know, like I was kind of beating myself up today because a little bit, but then I had to realize that, you know, God has a perfect timing for this, you know.
Yeah.
I know there's some things that I probably should have moved a little quicker into with God calling me to do some things, and then we do get a little lackadaisical and don't, you know, step into places that sometimes God is trying to lead us to. But then we also have to realize that, you know, we have to wait to the season that God has called us to be a part of something to manifest, you know. And as we were listening to the word today, and even as I've said to the Lord over the last, you know, year or so, you know, God, I'm older now, you know. And like God said, you have to tell me how old you are. I know how old you are. You know, do you have to tell the potter? I mean, does the clay have to tell the potter about when he made it? No, I don't think so. Amen. So I was like, God, you know, I'm older now. And it was so funny because I've been saying that to God, you know, off and on. And then, of course, today when I was at church, that was part of, you know, what the pastor said. It was like, you know, some of y'all saying, hey, you're too old. No. Let's stop that, you know.
Yeah.
So you're looking at your age. You're looking at the number.
Mm-hmm.
But God, you know, have a certain timing for us. It might look like it's, you know, we're old for it, but not for God. You know, you think about the patriarchs, you know. Look at Moses. You know, look how old he was. Look at Abraham. You know what I'm saying? You know, God used them when they were up in age, you know. So, you know, I read something online. I was telling I was trying to talk some sense to my son, and I was telling him, you know, he's just feeling like things kind of fell apart for him. And, you know, I'm older now. Colonel Sanders was an old man, and he got started with Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, he was an old man. I read that he'd gone bankrupt a few times, had no money, and he was busted, but he didn't get disgusted. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Picked himself up, wiped himself off, and gave us some good old fried chicken. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
That's true.
So
you have
we
to,
can't look
you
at the natural.
Mm-hmm.
You what now?
Right. Because when we start getting older, your vision, our vision should really increase. That's what keeps us going, is to have a vision. Because once you don't have one, you know, you feel like there's, you know, a lot of people feel like there's nothing, you know, to be here for. But you have to keep a vision and you have to keep moving no matter what age it is.
And, you know, we look at it too, like, certain seasons and times that God has allowed us to be a part of, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for us to be in certain times and places and seasons, because there's something that we have to deposit into that place and that time, that season, that we have the experience and the knowledge from God to interject in there for things to be manifest the way God wants. You know, God doesn't make any mistakes. You know,
he's
a, you know, like I said, God, you know, kind of reminded, you don't have to tell me how old you are. I know how old you are. my middle son, I don't know why he just, over the last few weeks, he just had to remind me that I was an old woman.
That's what mine tells me.
Oh, my God.
Mom's like, Mommy, you mean to tell me you wait to 64 to go to school, and then you're 64 and you're going to become, you're going to be in ministry? Aren't you going to be tired? I said, no. I said, the Lord gives me all my strength.
Amen.
I said, it will get done. I said, he left me here. I didn't die from all the things that the enemy placed on my body.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then the Lord, he told me he increased my lifespan because he wants his purpose met, and I want to meet it. Everybody has a purpose, whether we walk into it or not. There's no person here on earth that doesn't have a purpose.
It's not just Amen. For a few select of us. It's for all of us to meet our purpose.
That's right.
And he doesn't care what age you reach it.
No.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, because, you know, he just said, you know, I said something. I said, well, something about some old people. He said, you're old. I think I made a statement because, yeah, I said something earlier about me being old, and then I made a statement. He was over, and he had his girlfriend over, and I was in the kitchen, and they were sitting at the table, and I said something about, you know, what the old people say, and he says, Ma, you old. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You have to, like, remind me. It's like, well, Ma, you're old. I said, but I'm thinking about people who are old enough to be my parents, you know, that old. You know, and like, you're old. Well, then I want to say, yeah, and you're old, and you haven't been married yet. So, you know, by your age, I had already had you. So you're old. You know, it's so funny. But, yeah, we can't look at it like that. We've got to know that we're in sync and in sync with what God is doing, you know, and it's not about the number. It's about what God has called us to and the season and the people that he's called us to. He's keeping people around because there's some things that we need to do and interject into somebody else's life. We had to stay around to do it. You know? So,
Amen.
And
Amen.
Hey, we live in a society anyway. Old is not what old used to be. It's just not. I mean, old is not what old used to be. It just isn't.
That's fine.
You know, so yeah, I mean I was laying in bed yesterday, well this morning. I was like, man, I sure don't feel like an old lady. I was with my other son the other week, last weekend, and we were going somewhere, and I had the radio up. I mean, I like my music loud, and I jam, okay? So, and my youngest son, he really got that. He got it from me. Because I remember one time he told me, I mean, he does music, and but of course it's not music I really want to hear, so. But anyway, it's all in it, and I got it from my dad. So he got it from me, and he told me, he said, you know, you're into this music. He said, Mom, I got it from you. So we're going down the road the other night, and, man, I am jamming. Do you hear me? I got my hands in the air like I really don't care. And I'm driving down the road. Thank God no deer were coming out. You know, so I was jamming, man. I was singing, and I said, and I told my son, I was like, man, I feel like I was born in the wrong decade or something. I shouldn't be this old. Because people are looking at me like, look at that woman. You know, like, she's acting like she's about 20. I got my hands up. I'm throwing a man. I'm in the beat. I'm in the sound. It's in me. I'm moving down the road like I'm a young chick. And my son is, you know, and you know, of course, he's used to me because I'm in the kitchen. I mean, when I have, he's over here sometimes, and I have, you know, he bought me this thing. It's a JV something, but it's like a speaker, and you can see videos on it and music. And man, my kitchen is the most anointed worship place in my house because at my kitchen. Man, I'm praising God till the floor looks like it's buckling up. You hear me? And I am jamming. I love to jam, y'all. Get me some good Christian, this latest music. People are like, I don't like that. No, I like it. I like the new Christian music, and I like to jam. I like to throw my hands up. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm moving with God in this music. All right, God. I mean, I must have been born in the wrong decade. I just love praising God. I love to. Man, I'm just, and I told my son, and so I was like, his name is Joel, my youngest son. So I said, I've always been like this, Joel. I said, man, I won the talent contest when I was in third grade. He was like, Mom, really? Song. And I don't know, maybe you all, I doubt very few of you all as old as I am out there, but maybe you are. I mean, me and Sylvia, we running neck and neck, so we're good. But back in the day, there was a song in third grade. It was like, if y'all know it, y'all can sing it for me when you come on. It's called, Where Has My Baby Gone? Something about that. And she went to heaven, and I got to be good so I can get to heaven. Something. But anyway.
Yes, I remember that, but I don't remember the tune.
You remember that? Well, honey, let me tell you something.
Yes, but not the tune.
It wasn't the third grade talent show. I won the talent show doing that song in third grade. And our school went from first grade to sixth grade, and I won the talent show. And let me tell you what, I beat out the dudes trying to do James Brown. And what was so funny, you know, James Brown, he used to slide all over the floor. So, man, those guys thought they were going to come out there and show me out. But let me tell you, when I got out there, where can my baby be? Hey, that took the show. I got the prize for first place in the talent show in third grade. So I told my son that last night, the other night when we were riding. He just kind of looked at me. I said, so you know what? Maybe I was born in the right decade, but I sure like jamming to this music today. He just looked at me.
Ashley, you sound like me. I used to have a band. I started a band.
Oh, my
God. Yes, I was the lead singer, and then I used to sing gospel. And then when I had the lung disease, my vocal cords, I can still sing a little bit, but my vocal cords are damaged a little from the lung disease. So I actually noticed it's getting a little wheezy, and I was going to ask you to pray for that tonight whenever, you know, before I get off.
Okay.
Yeah,
amen.
But
we'll pray for that.
I used to do that. Yes.
Yeah. I have suffered a lot over the years with allergies and sinuses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't really, you know, but I've always, my mom was so funny. I know I got it from my dad because my dad would always be dancing and singing, and my mom would, because they were older when they had me, so she was 45 and he was 48. So I remember when I was coming up, you know, they'd gotten a little up in age, and by the time I was a teenager, you know. So, I mean, he would be jamming just like I'm jamming to this music. I mean, this man about 60, 70-something years old, he's jamming. She'd say, oh, man, go somewhere and sit out and turn that music on.
Sound like my father. He used to dance right up in
the Oh, my gosh. My mom used to get so mad at him. Like, turn that music down. And I'm like, man, I'm just like my dad. I'm like, man, that man didn't get old. I'm telling you, he did not get old. And, you know, he did die of lung cancer, but he only had it we only knew he had it like a few months and he was gone. But right up until then, man, he was jamming. But I jammed to a different beat. I jammed to what God is releasing into the air. So, well, let's pray for your voice, and let's pray for what's going on there. So, Father, we just ask for a miraculous touch. We come before you, Father. You know, you're Abba Father. Oh, glory be to God. You're Abba Father. Huh, we can come to you. We can come to you because you're our Father. And we come to you in Jesus' name. And we ask for a touch tonight. For Sylvia's voice, for her throat, Lord, we ask that you touch her tonight. And, Lord, we thank you that, of course, you get the glory. Of course, you get the praise. Why? Because you're worthy of it. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor because you're a good God. You're a miracle-working God. You're a healer. You're a deliverer.
You're the most righteous judge.
So, Lord, we come tonight as we don't come to you as righteous judge for this situation. We come to you as Abba. We come to you as Abba. our Father. And we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that takes away sickness, sin, disease, the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, as you begin a work in her that only you can do. God, you know, I'm in a season right now. I'm in a place right now. Even today, God, I said I'm wanting to see the miraculous come forth. You didn't hold me over here into this century and this decade for me not to see the manifestation of the power of God activated in the lives of the people that I come in contact with.
Yes,
I'm here because you got a plan. I'm looking for miracles. I'm looking for what happened when Jesus spoke with the centurion soldier and he said, you don't have to go and see my servant. You can just speak the word and it shall
Amen.
Be. My God, that's the kind of miracle I want to see. Those are the signs and wonders that will follow those that believe. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that she will reach out and grab hold of her healing. And we ask you to give her the faith to do so. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
be
you,
God.
Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank
We're
you,
living
Lord.
In a time, Sylvia, that I'm expecting to see signs and wonders. I'm expecting to see the blind heal. I want to see the deaf hear. I want to know that the lame is walking and the dumb can talk. That's what I want to see. I want to see it. How do we see it? See it.
Amen.
And believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is an exciting time, Sylvia, to be alive.
Yes, it
is. It's an exciting time to know that God saved us and kept us to be a part of what he's about to do in this season.
Yes. Amen.
My God, isn't this an exciting time to be alive? Yes, there's some stuff going on. But let me tell you, there's greater things going on in and through God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Call
Thank you, Father.
Jesus. Name.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you.
My.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Grab hold of
yes.
it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Grab it.
Jesus. My God,
Thank
like
you,
the woman with the
Hallelujah,
issue of
God.
Blood who reached out
yes,
and touched the hem of his
Thank
garment,
you,
knowing that when she did
Thank
so,
you,
she would be made whole. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My God,
we
bless your name.
Thank
you, God,
Hallelujah. For
your God.
Thank
you,
Father.
You don't have to take a back seat to nobody.
Hallelujah.
My God. Neither do we when we operate in the authority that you've already given us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God.
Jesus, my
thank
God,
you,
holy
Jesus.
Is the Lamb.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. All right,
Sylvia, well, I guess we got a little fire going on.
Yes. Well, I thank you for praying for me tonight.
You are welcome,
God bless
and
you.
We just look forward to a good report. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'll call back.
All
Amen.
Right, be blessed. Thank
Amen.
You. All
you
right,
too.
Enjoy your evening. All right, bye.
You too.
Amen, amen. I don't know what's going on tonight, but let me take a little water here. Amen. Let's go on to 251342. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Well, what do you know? Latrice from Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
How are we doing, Latrice?
It is well, in spite of.
In spite of, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I don't know, this might sound crazy, but I don't know, and I don't know why am I, why did this pop up in my spirit? You're going to have to tell me, because all I'm going to do is say, tie a yellow ribbon round the old tree. It's been, whatever, years since you, I don't know. You remember that song?
Yes, I do. I do.
So I'm like, as soon as you said, tie a yellow ribbon round the tree, it's been 3 long years or something like that. It's Tony Orlando and Dawn. Why
yes,
did that pop in my spirit?
I don't know.
Tie a yellow ribbon. What does that mean when people tie yellow ribbons?
I have no idea.
Well, let me see. My God, that is just bizarre. What? I mean, that I don't. That's not even. That's just weird.
It'll come
I
to
don't
it.
Know. let's see. I want to know what it symbolizes. I just, you know, I know it means expecting something. You know, someone.
Oh yeah.
Or,
okay.
That's what it means. I know, but I was trying to.
I'm an expectation.
I'm going to look at the lyrics. This just sounds a little strange to me. I don't know why I'm coming up with that. What in the world? I haven't. Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, thing. Operate. Work with me. Jesus. Work with me. Work with me. Well, I wanted to see what it meant, but all I want the lyrics. That's what I want. Let's go to the lyrics. That is crazy. I'm like, man, what is going on? All right. I'm coming home. I've done my time and I have to know what is, let's see, if you receive a letter from me telling you I'll soon be free. Well, it's somebody that's being free. Being
all right.
Free. So, yeah, so then it says, you tie the yellow ribbon around the old oak tree because you want to, let's see, I guess to symbolize their freedom and that they're coming home. Let's see. If I don't see the yellow ribbon, and if they don't see the yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, they're going to say, just keep on driving because they ain't looking for me. So I don't know if that's spiritual or what, but somebody it looks as if somebody's going to get free. I don't know what's going on, but you know them.
Go, God.
And in the spirit realm, we just going to, if you want them and you know that you got a place for them in your heart for them or whatever, then you better, in the spirit realm, tie that yellow ribbon around the old tree. Because somebody
yes,
gets set free. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Is getting ready to be set free in the name
that's
of Jesus.
That's good news.
Set them free,
Lord,
God.
Thank you.
Set them free, Jesus. Set them
Wherever
free.
Wherever, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know if they're bound in their mind. I don't know if they're bound in their body. I don't know how they're bound, but somebody that's bound is about to be
do
set
it,
free.
God. Do it, God.
Do it, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes,
thank you.
That's good news.
Well, that's one of the oddest things I've ever said. Oh my goodness, Lord Jesus. Well, anyway, whatever that worked, Latrice.
Hey, it is real.
Yeah, well, I mean, you deal with people who are in situations. Hey, you don't
Amen.
Know. God may be speaking to you some stuff that maybe you've been praying about. They have
Come on, man.
Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Come on,
Thank
Jesus.
You. Come on, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Well, I know that couldn't have been me. I haven't heard that song. I don't even know the words to it. All I saw was like a yellow ribbon. Well, I knew it was somebody coming home, but it's deeper than that. Somebody is ready to be made free. Be made free.
Glory to God.
Set free. Glory be to God.
That's good news.
Thank you, Lord. That's good news. That's real good news. Hallelujah. It's worth a celebration. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus, my God. Hallelujah.
To your name, God.
Yes. Woo. What's going on, Latrice?
Nothing's going on, Angela Joy.
Okay.
But it is well.
Good. That's good. Anything you
yes.
want to share with us?
No, not at the moment. Probably have
okay.
some forthcoming things, but not at the moment. But
okay.
it is
right.
well.
Are you still, taking classes?
I am taking classes. I was out, I came out, and I'm back in.
Okay.
My sister died, and I came out, and but it's good. It is that is well too, but I did come out of school, and I have gone back to school. I'm so that's a good thing. I'm in it to win it, and
Amen.
That's about it. We gonna see how it goes. I believe
well,
God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What else are we going to do? We got to believe God.
Real.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Did you have a prayer request?
Yes, I am looking for prayer. I have some unspoken requests and
mm-hmm.
some I'm requesting prayer for my children and myself. And however the Lord would lead you as you pray with and for us.
Amen.
And we're going to count it out joy.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You know, I see a fence. I don't know what this fence represents, but I see a fence. And, Lord, and the fence is on, like, open property. I mean, it's just the fence, I see no end to it because I can't see the property per se, the whole dynamics of and how it is. But I do see a fence, and I'm sensing that the fence encompasses this, whatever this is, what the fence represents. But it's open territory and it's peaceful. And so, Lord, I don't know what that represents. I have no idea, but all I know is I do see a fence. And I hear the word ownership. Ownership. Glory be to God. I hear the word ownership. Glory be to God. And I hear in relation to what I'm seeing with the fence, and that it's massive, and that it's ownership. I don't know if it's spiritual or physical, but I decree and declare that whatever that she would come into rightful ownership of what you have her and her family. Glory be to God. Whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, Lord, we thank you in advance that she will take ownership of whatever it is that's needed for her family and herself to be a part of what you're doing in this particular thing, God. So, Lord, we thank you for ownership. You know, with ownership, Lord, comes authority. Hallelujah. With ownership,
Hallelujah.
You have rights. With ownership, you have possession. With ownership, you have authority. So tonight, God, we thank you for everything connected with the word ownership to be manifested in her life and the lives of those connected with her, because she is in a place where you have given her ownership. Spiritually, physically, I don't know, but you have rights. And you have authority.
Thank you, Lord.
And you can take possession of the land.
My Lord.
Ownership. So, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah, God.
Possession of the land. Possession, I hear. Possession of the land.
Hallelujah.
Take what's rightfully yours. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God has it already fenced off for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
My God. Whoa, glory, 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 glory. It's
thank
already
you, Lord.
Positioned and set aside and set apart for you and your family.
Thank you, Lord.
Spiritual, physical, I don't know. But take
thank
ownership.
You, Lord.
Begin to decree and declare, it's mine. I have ownership. I have authority. And I will walk that in mind by faith. It's mine. Glory be to God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is well.
Hallelujah.
And it is mine.
It is well. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
God. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. We give you glory.
Good God.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. God's a good God. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory. We just thank you in advance. My God, we thank you in advance.
Thank you,
glory
Lord.
Glory be to God. We magnify you and we glorify
thank you, Lord.
You now, God. My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We take possession. She takes possession. She takes possession.
Thank you, Lord.
She takes ownership.
Right now, God.
Ownership.
Jesus.
She has authority.
Yes, sir.
Glory be to
thank
God.
Lord. It is well.
My God. It is well. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. My God. Isn't he awesome, Latrice?
Oh,
my God.
I don't have to check for nobody to bless me.
Hey, glory. My God,
it is real.
Thank you, Lord. It is well. It is well.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
God, he knows exactly what he's doing. Huh. My God.
Oh, yeah.
He's an on-time God.
Own way.
Yes, 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 yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord. Well, you look like you've been busy with ministry too, Latrice.
Oh, yes, it has increased. Yes, sir.
Yes, that's awesome.
It has increased. It's not taxing. It's not tiring. It's just right. It is, because, you know, the schedule gets busy, but God has opened doors and he's enlarging my territory, and it is well.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And there's something about your voice tonight. There's a sense of, like, just peace, you know, a resting. I hear like a resting in your voice, a resting.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times when we are resting in God, and that's what I'm saying, you know, God is at work. Because why? Hey, when he's telling us to rest, you know, you don't have to work. I'm working. I'm doing it for you. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Even when I can't see it, he working.
Yes. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he does when we can't even see
it.
It
is
the way. That's very important. Yeah, because when you say that, that's so important because we rarely see what he's doing, so we might as well just rest until we see the finished thing,
you know?
So, yeah, when I can't see it, half of the time I can't see it. I just got to trust.
Amen.
I just got to know that you're God and that you're going to do
it.
Whatever it is
Take
you got to do.
Take my hands off of it. It is
Yes.
It is well. We do tell the Lord thank you.
Amen. It is well. Will you just continue to rest and, I don't know, and hey, Latrice, rest and possess. Glory be to God.
All right. I can do it.
Yes, rest and possess the land.
Yes,
whatever
Lord. It is well.
It is well.
And I do thank
right.
you, and for joy. It was good
well,
hearing
you
from
well.
You.
Yes,
and I decree the blessings of the Lord on you. And may he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it.
Amen. Well, I receive and I believe. Glory be to God. Yes, it was so good hearing your voice, Latrice.
Good to be heard. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
right,
ma'am.
Keep
believing.
We will talk with you later and thank you so much and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Likewise. Good night.
All right. All right. Good night. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. So let's go to our next caller. Like I said, I'm moving a little quicker because I got to get up a little bit earlier. All right, 870-415, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Devonda from Arkansas.
I'm sorry, who was that again?
Shavonda from Arkansas.
Oh, Shavonda from Arkansas. Shavonda. How are you, Shavonda?
I'm well. How are you doing, Miss Angela Joy?
I am doing well. Glory be to God. I you know what? I'm surprised I have as much energy as I have. But you know what? When God does it, you know, hey, you can always expect him to show up and do what he's got to do. Even we just got to be a yielded vessel. But, you know, I'm not even tired. Like I said, I've been going since 5 o'clock this morning and, hey, and I only went to sleep at 1 a.m. and got up at 5 and been going ever since. So let's pray for you. You're out there in Arkansas. Hallelujah. I saw something and then I started talking. Glory be to God. We just thank you for Shavonda. We thank you, Lord, for the fountain, the fountain. I just see like, you know, this fountain that is, it's available to you, a fountain. What do we do with a fountain? It's not, well, this particular fountain is not necessarily something that maybe you would use to drink, but water is available. Everything that you need, the resources, what we get from having access to a fountain, you know, because when we're in a dry and desert place, when we're somewhere where we're tired and we're thirsty, it's like the Lord says, I want to give you a drink. I want to supply I want to supply that drought area. I want to give you a refreshing. I want to give you access to what you need when it looks like it's more than you want to deal with, when you're thirsty, when you're tired, when you need to sit down and take a break and get a drink. Hallelujah. God is saying, I believe that he wants to supply that for you when you're tired, when you need a break, when you want to just sit by the fountain and just think on the things of God and access the things of God. There will be water that never stops flowing because you can partake of it and you can be refreshed. You can drink and you can refresh. You can drink and you can refresh. Why? Because it's a fountain that never runs dry. So, God, we thank you tonight that you supplied a fountain to her that will never run dry. And that when she's thirsty, when she's in need of a drink, you will be the drink that will give her the needed quenching that she has when she's thirsty, when she's in need of a drink. It's available to her. And I need a drink. But that's what I see. I just see this fountain, and it's just bubbling. It's just bubbling, and it's available to you. It's just like you have access to it. Why? Because God has given you access to it through him. And just take advantage of what God is wanting to pour into your life, pour into your life, refresh your life, to give you that drink that you can move on and move forward. You know, there's a barren and a dry area, but out of nowhere, there came a fountain. And God, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So how are we tonight, Shavonda?
Oh, it's well. I thank God for that. I done teared up a little bit because what I was going to ask prayer for, you know how they used to have that saying, leave well enough alone? Well, God just answered the prayer. God answered the prayer before I could. I'm needing more energy. I'm going to need more patience. I'm going to have to learn how to be patient. I'm going to be trying to, I'm going to put myself in for a little while, but, you know, I need that balance where I need God's help because it's going to be real tough for a little while, but that was an extended grace right there. That before I can even ask for prayer, because I'm probably about to have some crying days, and, you know, I'm about to be, but I'm going to be able to push through it. I'm going to have the push. I'm going to, you know, he clearly let me know the well will not be dry. You're going to have the resources you need. You're going to have the energy you need. It's not, you don't have to worry about it. Just go for it. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, and the fountain was a three-tier fountain. So as you were talking, I sent that the three tiers meant, and it was, my God. Okay, get a picture of this. Okay, so when we think about a fountain, okay, and the fountain that I'm seeing, okay, we look at it as it's one thing, right? It's one unit. You know, it's a, you know, you go to the store and you buy one of those fountains, and it's not two fountains, right? It's one, right?
Right.
You go by one. Even though it has three tiers, it's still one fountain. And as you were talking, my God, glory, I said three-tier fountain, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then I said, but it's one. Ah, glory be to God. My God, there's three in one. The Trinity, glory be to God. Three in one. You buy one fountain, but it's got three tiers, but it's still one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit pouring out. I saw the water pouring out in three tiers. My God. But it's one fountain. It's not three fountains. It's one fountain. Flowing three out of one. My God. This is science.
Ooh, thank you, Father.
Jesus. Ooh, glory, glory. My God. Jesus.
That could go. That might have gone over somebody's head, but, I realized that. I realized that, Lord Jesus, that was more than extended grace. That was just more than enough. That's, what can you even ask? What else could you ask for?
Oh, my God. I mean, this fountain just popped up. Three tiers. One fountain, though. One fountain. Three tiers. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Ooh, Lord.
Ooh, I mean, it's just, I'm just so amazed by God. I mean, I am just so amazed by God. He's so awesome.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. Here today, you know, Shavonda, I'm asking God, what's my purpose?
Right.
You know, I've been talking to him about my purpose. You know, like, I know there are greater things that you want me to do. Not that
right.
this isn't great. But there are things that I know God is saying, I want you to do. And I'm like, what is it? You know, what is it? And, you know, just being on here tonight, it's just like God just saying, you know, you're in your purpose, but I got some more for you. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
I've got so much more. God's got so much more for us. We can't even fathom all that God has for us. You know, as I begin to read this book again, and it talks about, you know, like the numbering our days and being mindful of how we use our days and the things that God has in store for us and to be connected to the point where we get what we're supposed to get from God so that we will walk before him when in the last day and we'll stand before him knowing that we've done all that he said we were to do. We've been faithful. That's what I've been doing. I want to be able to stand before him and for him to call me faithful. My God.
Yes.
That I was faithful to what he gave me. I'm faithful to the days that he gave me. You know?
That's what it's all about.
Well done, my good and faithful servant. That's all that really matters.
Hallelujah.
My God. You know, I don't want to get caught up in the things of this world and the this and the that. Yes, I want mine, whatever's supposed to be mine. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I'm going to see the manifestation of things that have been stolen and taken from me. I call them to me in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare I will receive them, that I might be able to fulfill my days here on earth with the things that God has placed to me to do what he's called me to do. Yeah, I want my stuff. I want my stuff. I'm not going to lie. I want my stuff. And devil, you're going to have to release it because I got stuff to do for the Lord, and I need my stuff to do it. So glory be to God. But I'm just excited about the fact that God is, he just shows up and shows out. You know, anytime he wants to, he's God. Glory, Jesus. I'm like, well, Shavonda, anything else? I know you said, you know, pretty much prayed what you were going to ask prayer for.
I'm in shock. I'm almost speechless. definitely.
That was awesome.
But I had a testimony this morning. I guess it was about 3-something. I went outside. The weather was a little, you know, had some rain, heavy rain and thunderstorming, so I went outside this morning about 3-something maybe in the morning, and almost about 10 feet away lightning struck, and I was like, I was so in shock, and I said, you know, most people be so scared. I wasn't even scared. I was probably more like, I probably was laughing because I was like, Lord, even in the midst of that mess, I still had a smile on my face. And all I could say, thank you, Lord. I said, I know I wasn't fortunate to get taken out like that. But literally, there's a church, like an older church down the road from me, barely 10 feet away. And it struck the back of it, but it didn't fall apart.
Wow.
But, you know, by me standing where I was standing by some tin or something, it could have been me, but I had a smile on my face, and I just, after the thunder really scared me, but I seen the lightning bolt, and I thank God for that. But to witness it, to witness it and still tell about it, that it didn't even strike me, staying around me, that was the amazing part to me.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. Yeah, see lightning strike. Well, I didn't see lightning strike, but in 2018 on June the 11th, lightning struck my house as I was standing at the kitchen sink.
Oh.
And it went down through the overhang and blew up the air conditioning. And it wasn't even raining that hard, or I mean, this lightning just came out of nowhere. But you know what? It ended up being such a blessing. I mean, now I think about it, I was like, that, I mean, it was an inconvenience at the time, but my God, what a blessing it was. That lightning, I was standing at my kitchen sink, and I remember the date because it was the eve of my ex-husband's birthday. I was standing at the sink, and it was on June the 11th, 2018, and I heard the air conditioning system blow up. I said, oh, lightning struck it. And then TVs, computers destroyed, you know, and because some of the wiring in the house. But it ended up being such a blessing because guess what? I had so many problems with their air conditioning system that I had told God, I said, you know what? This is just getting ridiculous. I'm calling them out here every few weeks, and they didn't want to replace it. I had a home warranty company, and I think they were just trying not to replace it. And guess what? I got me a brand-new air conditioning system out of it.
Amen.
Brand-new computer and TV and, you know, God just say, well, we'll take care of this aggravation. They keep aggravating you and not wanting to give you a new air conditioning system. I'll just have it blown up.
Amen.
And I got to stay in a hotel for a few weeks, a couple weeks during my birthday and enjoy the indoor pool.
You had a vacation.
Yes, I ended up, because I know it happened yet, so I was kind of sweating out the heat a little bit in the house. So they said, well, you know, because it's running around 95 to 100 degree temperatures, you know, it moved on into July, so July 1st is my birthday. So we still, you know, was dealing with that, and it was 100 degree heat almost. They said, we'll just have to put you up in a hotel for a couple weeks. So so I think a week before my birthday and the week after, I think, I was, you know, at a hotel, you know, enjoying with my grandkids the indoor pool, and then come back and have my air conditioning system with brand new. So, you know, God knows what he's doing. You know, you want to aggravate me, you want to pester me, you want to try to take me through the hoops. Well, God just took care of it all and just had you give me a brand new air conditioning system.
Amen. Amen. I know that.
So, you know, God does some stuff for us. You know, he knows how to take care of his children.
Right. And my husband was kind of, when he heard me scream, he probably was thinking, well, actually his father has passed away now, but his father had actually been struck by lightning before. And everything was, you know, okay. Later on, he had a little side effect of things, but God kept him until his dying days. But his dying days, he was having, cancer was the issue where he passed away from. So I was like, you know what, I understand it. But I was kind of like laughing and smiling. I was probably more scared of the thunder sound, like how close to the ground it's going to be. And I was probably more in amazement. I said, well, you know what? God didn't take the house. He shut us down. He didn't do nothing because he could have did all of it. But that could have been, I took it as a warning too, because how close it was. I was like, well, you know what? Keep going. Keep trying to do right every day. Keep trying to do, you know, wait for the time, because it was that close to, like, and I didn't have enough time to even, if I wanted to be scared because of that, I couldn't. I was just like in amazement. Like, I didn't, it was just a shock. And I said, Lord, I didn't, you know what? I didn't even, I just couldn't. I'm still probably speechless. I'm still speechless. But I said, Lord.
Wow. I can't imagine, because to see something like that is, I mean, lightning is no joke. I mean, because I grew up in Florida, so we had tremendous lightning storms, electrical storms. I mean, and I remember growing up, I mean, every day, we could pretty much time the storms. I mean, it would rain around 4 or 5 o'clock every day, and we'd have this, you know, horrible lightning and thundering, and then bam, it would just clear up, you know, bam, like, wow. But, yeah, and yeah, lightning is, you know, dangerous. But thank God you were safe. And
yes.
Thank you for the angels. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
God bless
you.
I always enjoy speaking with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I enjoy talking with you. And, you know, it's just, God is just, he's amazing how he connects his people. And it's just, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good life. I mean, people don't know what they're missing when they're outside of God. They really don't. They don't have a clue, you know, of and the unity that we can share as believers and a part of the body of Christ, you know. And so I just bless you and thank you and appreciate your calling in. I'm glad I was able that God was able to speak right into that situation, and, you know, you can walk out with some peace here.
Yes. Sweet like a baby.
Yes.
You have a blessed rest of your night and blessed tomorrow.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Shavonda, and you enjoy, and you have a great week. And we look forward to talking to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Good night. Amen. God is awesome. I don't know. I just never know what to expect. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh. 504-282, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Nicole from Louisiana.
Nicole from Louisiana?
Yes.
Well, hello, Nicole from Louisiana. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Jesus, we just thank you for Nicole. Hallelujah. Calling in from Louisiana. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the road. We thank you for the traveling. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for even though the road is that she's traveling, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that even though it seems a little like some torrential things going on, some storms, some things, some pour down. My God, even so heavy, my God, I just see rain pouring down so heavy that you can hardly just see your way through it. You know, sometimes when you're riding down the road and you come into this wind and this rain, and it's so thick and it's coming down so hard, you got to kind of pull over to the side of the road until you let it pass. And my God, it's okay. We can pull over sometimes, Nicole. We can pull over sometimes. We can pull over sometimes, and we can kind of just rest in God and let the storm pass over. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because he is our protection. He is our shelter. He is the tower of safety that we run into. So, God, we thank you tonight as she travels this road that is this storm, this rain, this white rain. You can't see, but it's time. Sometimes you got to pull over, Nicole. You got to pull over into a place of safety. You got to pull over into the arms of Jesus. You got to pull over until the storm passes over. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that the storm is passing over. But in the midst of it, even now, she can pull over into shelter and receive the safety of God as he protects, he leads, and he guides, and he'll let her know, I'm with you until the storm passes over. We just thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pull on over, Nicole, until the storm. Pull on over into Jesus. Pull on over into shelter. Pull on over into safety until the storm passes over. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. My God, yes, he is our shelter. He is our safety. flying or how hard the rain is falling, we can pull over and be in safety until the storm passes over. Glory, we thank you for this storm passing over now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Nicole, have I talked to you before?
It's been a while. You have talked to me before, but I think it's
okay.
Probably been about 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
I think I've tried to call in, but I end up usually after work, and I'm trying to stay up, and I end up dozing off.
Well, I can understand. I definitely. Do you work evenings?
I work during from 8 to 4:30, sometimes 5 or 7, depends on what's happening that day. But, yeah, I typically go to bed around 8 o'clock.
That's early.
But I'm actually driving right now. I'm on the road, so that
would be, you're on the road.
Yeah, I'm driving. I've been having to drive 3 hours to see my daughter on the weekend because I haven't found a daycare in the new place that I moved to. I got a job, but all the daycares are full. It's impossible to find daycares these days. But glory to God, I believe I found one, and I'm gonna get her. She's registered because she should be starting either this week or next week. Try to eat.
So you have to drive 3 hours for daycare now?
Yeah, I have to drive 3 hours. Her dad lives in New Orleans, and so she's still at the daycare in New Orleans. But I'm currently living in central Louisiana, so that's why I have to drive 3 hours.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so, but I've only been driving on the weekend, so like Friday, I'll drive out there.
Okay, wow. All right, well, you have a prayer request or anything you want to share?
I would say, just my prayer request is just, grace in the season, and just strength. And, like you said, just God's protection during this time. I just started a new job, and, it's like a whirlwind of chaos. But it's a blessing. I know I'm in the right place, and I know this is where He's led me, so this is my new assignment. But, just God's grace, and, that He graces me.
Amen.
That is balance. At the same time, being a mom and my daughter transitioning to this new place,
Well, and it was like with this situation, you're going to have to pull over and rest in God, because this is, that's a lot, and then you talk about, when you're traveling the road, safety, that place that, that's just like God letting you know he's got safety, the safety is in Him, and he is your safety, he is your protection, he is your shelter, even though there are things that are just crazy and kind of going looking a little out of whack, rest in God, because the whole thing, when you have situations and a lot of stuff going on, the enemy would try to just cause you to be anxious, cause you just to be thrown off, cause you to be, but you can't. You got to function. So your way to function and to make sure you stay on track is to rest in God, in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of all of the stuff, in the midst of the storm. We got to pull off in Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to take a side and hang out on the side of the road for a little bit with Jesus. My God. Until the storm passes over.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Well, Lord, we just pray for her safety. We thank you. We don't even have to pray. We just thank you for keeping her.
Thank you, Lord.
For giving her peace and giving her that assurance that she's in a safe hand with God. She's in safe places with you. That he's going to take care of her, and he's going to guide her, he's going to lead her, and he's going to make sure she's taken care of with the peace of God, resting in and honor. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, well, you be safe, because it's all, well, you're in central time zone, so it's like 11 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
11:16. Right, yeah, so you're in central. Yeah, because it's over already after midnight where I am. Well, praise God. Well, be safe, and I'm glad you're able to call in. And, you know, we just ask that this situation, you know, just he takes you through it. And, hey, interesting, when the storm passes over, when this situation passes over, God says he's with you. This situation shall pass. Why? It can't pass. And he's going to keep you while you're here. We just thank God for keeping you until the storm passes over.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive that word. Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
Well, I'm so glad you
Amen.
Did.
God
you
bless.
Did, and glad you called in. Yeah. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, Nicole, we look forward to talking to you again later.
Yes, I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon. Are you on every Sunday?
Well, I normally am on every Sunday. I had some stuff that I had to press through. Hallelujah, and I pressed on through. But, yeah, mostly Sundays I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Right.
You have a blessed week.
Mm-hmm. All right. You too. Thank you, Nicole. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Bye. All righty. Well, we still got folks calling in. See, let's go to lost track. All right, let's go to 860-744. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Teacher Dean. I'm calling from Connecticut.
I'm sorry. What's your first name again?
I go by Brother Teacher Dean on Blog Talk Radio. I just started following you guys a couple of days ago. I'm a health and wellness, a little faith on Blog Talk Radio, and I was channel surfing and I caught you guys a couple of nights ago and whatnot, and I was able to hear you guys again this morning teaching on Revelations and whatnot, and I started following you guys and. Because again, it just blessed my soul, amen. And
amen.
I have a prayer request. And you know, God bless the fivefold ministry on the line and all that assigned to this broadcast. My prayer request basically is like, you know, again, I'm just getting back with the teaching on Blog Talk Radio, and you know, the Bible talks about how. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So those principalities that have been assigned to my broadcast and assigned to those that are assigned to the broadcast, you know, I ask covering prayers for them, those that have not tuned in yet or those that's going to listen, but going through something in their lives. I don't even know their names yet or their faces yet or whatever, but I just ask that this broadcast, this network just, you know, pray covering prayers over me, the ministry, and the broadcast and whatnot, because again, you know, these demons have been assigned. I mean, they anointed to just be in the press. They ain't gonna go nowhere. But I pray that that their hands be bound, that their ears be bound, that their eyes be bound, and you know, and that you guys just touch and agree with me on that, so that. You know, those that's fighting their way to the broadcast, those that's going through stuff, that the prayers on this network, you know, you guys can just cover them and send your angels to them, you know, and stuff like that. So that's my prayer request, you know, just, you know, come against these principalities that have been assigned, and that's been assigned to this ministry as well.
Glory. Yes. Well, Brother Dean, and you said you do, well, let me just pray first, and then I'll pray over that. God, we just thank you for Dean. We thank you for what you're doing in and through him that will manifest into something greater than he ever expected. Dean, I don't know. I just, as you began to talk, I saw documents. I don't know what that means. I don't know you're involved in anything that's involving documents or anything. But I saw documents, and I just heard the word documents. And so, Lord, we just thank you for anything concerning documents that he's involved with that he might have to be
privy
to. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you direct, you guide, you lead, you give him insight, knowledge, and wisdom. Concerning any opportunities that might be made available to him. Lord, we thank you that the wisdom of God will be downloaded in him, that he will be able to discern what is right, what is wrong, how to handle it. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and even in the situation that he's asking for prayer concerning reinforcement against activities of the enemy. God, we thank you, Lord, that he, I don't know, I just sense that with this information you're going to have, God is going to increase your discernment concerning situations and things and even the activity of the enemy. We thank you for greater discernment that will come forth in him as he begins to operate with an understanding and a knowledge. You know, something about, you know, once information is released to us, you know, like it's in school. Okay,
yes,
so
God.
When we're in school, we learn certain things, we're given information, and when we get that information, it's like a tool we have that we can use to accomplish what we need to accomplish to go to the next place, the next level. I just sense that has something to do with these documents, some information that you're going to get, that even the enemy is going to have to because you're going to be given information that will cause the enemy to try to have a second thought about what he wants to do. Because you're going to be equipped. Enemy understanding that you're far more advanced than he thought you were.
He's gonna have to
understand that this ain't as easy. It ain't a piece of pie like he thought it was when he's gonna try to come up against you, because you're gonna be downloaded with an understanding and some wisdom that he didn't think you were gonna have access to. Glory be to
come
God.
Come on. Hallelujah.
So
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Thank
I receive
you.
It. I receive it. I receive
and
it.
You
ah,
him
hallelujah.
Up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gird him
thank
up.
You, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That
the enemy might have to scratch his head and say,
glory,
God, glory be to God.
Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God.
And we stand in faith believing that he's
going to walk this thing
out, and you're going to give him everything he needs, the discerning, the understanding,
and the wisdom
from on high to walk it out and to put the devil to shame.
We're going to give you glory now, God, and we'll give you glory later.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. You're a good God. You don't make mistakes. You've given us access, your children,
Lord.
Everything we need, because the battle is not ours, it's yours. And we thank you, Lord, that it's a done deal. It's taken care of. We're walking this thing out because you've already laid out the plan.
My God. Huh? Hallelujah,
we give
Lord.
You glory. We thank you now and forever.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Right now, God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just sent to tell you, you're going to get some information. God's going to download some stuff in you. You're going to put the devil some
flight. It is so. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I receive it.
We agree with this for his
victory. Yes, God.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In your name, Lord.
Yes, glory.
Amen. I receive that, woman of God. Hallelujah. I receive it.
Glory.
Thank you. My God. Hallelujah. I receive it.
Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive it.
My God. He's just trying to intimidate you. You got some stuff going on with God. So God's gonna show you and show out with some stuff. You are a little bit fooled about what we got going on here with Dean.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, glory. I receive it, Lord. I receive it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
God.
So,
Hallelujah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about what your blog show is?
Amen. It's called Health and Wellness, A-L-I-L, as in little faith. So it's Health and Wellness, a little faith. Amen. We talk about health and wellness. Amen. And the Bible, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
So, and I'm also cool. Again, I just started on Twitter, Brother Teacher, and whatnot. So it's like Brutha Teachers, one word on Twitter and whatnot. So we just getting back on social media and stuff like that. But amen. I just pray, you know, that he's covering prayers right now, because we're just coming back to social media. And amen, you know, just appreciate the prayer. One thing that God showed me to get back on social media and whatnot was that in the book of Genesis, amen, when God created the planet Earth, the whole world was covered with water and you couldn't see no foundation, nothing to stand on until he gathered the water together in one place. And he told me from that revelation, where there's a gathering, there's revelation. And so I said, well, let me get together and then, amen. Let me get over here amongst the peoples of God, amen, so I can hear what I'm supposed to hear and, you know, and see what I'm supposed to see. So, and that's when I, you know, heard you guys broadcast a couple of nights ago that stood out to me when I was channel surfing and whatnot on Blog Talk Radio. So, again, I'm just grateful, again, you know, humble beginnings and whatnot, and just appreciate the covering prayers.
Amen. Well, I mean, kind of the schedule is, you said you've been listening. How long? Just the other night?
Just a couple of days. I heard Sister Carmen broadcast with, I think it was Brother Daniel. And then this morning, they spoke on the teachings of the Book of Revelation. Nicole and whatnot. I heard that one as well and whatnot. And this one right here. Amen.
Okay, well, glad you came on board. Well, this is Prophetic Grace Network, and so Prophet Randy Chandler, he is the founder, and actually, I've been listening and a part of PGN for, I guess it's about 14 years now, doing, you know, a show for, I think, probably about 4 or 5 years, but Prophet Randy is on Monday through Thursday. Now, you're in Connecticut, so that's Central time. I mean, that's Eastern time, right?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I follow him on Blog Talk now, so I can just listen to the show. Even if I miss him, I can just go back and listen to what I missed.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he's on Monday through Thursday, and let's see. Yeah, he comes on at 10 Eastern, and, you know, he's on taking calls, and he's been basically ministering a lot on the things. He gets a lot of revelation about the seasons and the times that we're in right now.
Yes.
He shares a lot of different things. And so he's on Monday through Thursday. And then on Thursday, we do have communion and offering on Thursday night. And it's just a blessing. I mean, he's, like I said, Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, there's someone on normally. And then Saturday, of course, like you said, I think it was Carmen. And then today, earlier was Nicole. So, yeah. And then I usually do Sunday nights. And if I'm not on, we have another host that comes on, Felicia. She's in Texas. She comes on Sunday nights, too. But glad you found us. And yes, tune in. Be a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. And we just thank you for sharing and pray for that adventure that you're involved with. And just want to let you know, you know, you're powerful in the things of God, and the enemy, he really didn't have an understanding, I sense, of who you were in God. But as you continue to open your mouth,
the
enemy's going to learn that it's not going to be something that he's just going to tough toe through the tulips to you, because you're going to release some things, you're going to release the word, and you're going to have some ammunition to fire him down. So
you just continue to use that ammunition
and know that God is with you. You know, the enemy, you know, I think he's got a better understanding now that God is
all right.
Stuff in you. Just walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in
it. I receive
it. Walk in it.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes. All right.
Amen.
Well,
got my war clothes
so
on. Amen.
Well, yeah, thank we got to stay dressed for battle. We really do. We got to stay dressed for battle because he tries to do an ambush, you know. And, what I sensed that the enemy was trying to, he thought he could do an ambush and it would be easy, but it's not going to be easy like he thinks. So he's kind of scratching his head like, I got to rethink this one.
Yes, God. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Anything else you want to share?
Amen. That's it right there. You know, that there'll be no backlash and no retaliation, that the prayers and the word that you gave me today, that God will cover this broadcast as well. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. We appreciate that. And we know that God is raising up. He's raising up an army. I mean, we're in a time.
God.
My God, I'm excited about, you know, what God is doing in the earth. I'm excited.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Just the fact that he chose me for such a time as this. I didn't choose to be here at this time. God chose
you. All right.
He chose me. Those who are listening, you've been chosen for such a time as this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
you
hallelujah.
Know,
thank you, Lord.
Like I said earlier to somebody, I was like, you know, I was jamming with my son in the car the other night, you know, listening to my Christian music, and I was like, I'm acting, you know, real like I'm in my 20s, and my son's looking at me like, yeah, I got that from you. And I was like,
come on
hey,
now.
You know, God, was I born in the wrong time? Because I'm just like, I'm not acting like these folks around me. I'm older, but I'm acting like I'm 20 years old. And it's like, God, see, I knew what I was doing.
Come on now.
I know how old
that's
you are.
That's the Holy Ghost.
I saved you for such a
alive.
Time as this. You know? So, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to drag. I'm trying to move on in to where God's calling me. I ain't dragging. I don't want to drag.
Come on.
I got to move. I got to move when he says move. I got to go when he says go. And an exciting time we're in. So thank you so much for calling in and being a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. And like I said, you know, call back when you can. And everybody, we have
a definitely follow all you guys under the same Blog Talk Radio and Twitter and stuff like that. Because I follow the Twitter as well.
What now? I'm sorry.
No, I said, are you all under the PGN Network Twitter as well?
Yes,
I follow
we're on
the Twitter
PGN.
As well.
Right.
Okay,
so we're
amen. So I follow the Blog Talk and I follow the Twitter. Amen.
Yeah, so it's Blog Talk Radio. And then we have, he's raised up a network and named it TPGN, but it'll come up, you know, under Blog Talk Radio. He's still with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're, like I said, it's basically every night. Someone is usually on here, and like I said, Monday through Thursday is Prophet Randy, and God is just giving him
that's
a vision.
That's what you call prophetic grace for real. I receive it. I'm with that. Amen. Prophetic grace. Hallelujah. I ain't mad at that at all.
Yeah. So it's been an exciting journey. I mean, it's been a really, really exciting journey. From when I first, you know, I happened upon and, you know, it won't happen. God has stuff set up for you. We don't know it. But, yeah, some years ago, and I've been a part and listening ever since and been so tremendously blessed by the information that we get here on Prophetic Grace Network. Prophet Randy is, like I said, a person who has revelatory knowledge of the things that are going on in this season now.
And there's just so much information. I can't, you know, even begin to touch or tip to touch the tip of the iceberg what God is doing through and in him with the information that we receive about the time, the timeline of where we are right now prophetically. With it's just so much. It's so much, Dean. So I would invite for you to be a part and listen in when you can, like even go back and listen to the prior broadcast, because we've talked about things of the Antichrist, you know, here, the red heifers that have already been purchased for the sacrifice. I mean, it's just amazing.
Amen.
Information that I have had access to, that we've had access to just by being a part of Prophetic Grace Network. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. It really is. It's stuff that I've never seen or heard shared anywhere else. It's just amazing.
Amen.
So, yeah, tune in. And
where there's a gathering,
really
there's revelation. Amen. That's a real thing, because somebody in the body going to get something. Amen. So I receive that.
Amen. So we invite you to be a part of that. So, yeah, so glad to have you on. And
now, can
like
I listen on hold, or do I have to hang up?
You can just hang. You can just disconnect. I'll disconnect you. Yeah, you can still listen. I don't even think anybody else has their hand up. But, yeah, so thank you for calling, and we look forward to talking to you again. So,
amen. I appreciate you.
All right, you're
God
welcome.
Bless,
God bless. We appreciate you. All right, thank you. Yeah. All right, guys, so anybody else? I mean, I got a bunch of folks on here. Nobody has their hand up, but we've been talking. I mean, I started early tonight. I started taking calls, and I'm telling you, God showed up and showed out tonight, y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God is here, and it's about him. It's not about me. There's nothing I can do. It's all about what God can do. We're just yielded vessels. You know, the ministers that come on here, we're just yielded vessels to whatever God wants to do. And I'm so glad that he chose us to be connected together in this place at this time. So, you know, if anybody else wants prayer, just press one. If not, hey, y'all letting me off. There's a bunch of y'all on here. But I prayed for a bunch of people and stood with you all. And I pray that you all were on here in agreement with those who came on, needed prayer. Because I'm telling you, I felt the anointing of God resting heavy here tonight. I mean, it's been powerful. You all have, you know, you set the stage for the manifestation of what God is getting ready to do and what he's already doing. He's already doing some stuff. If you're on here, listen, you don't have your hand up, just count it done in the name of Jesus. Count it done. Whatever it is you're believing God for, whatever you're asking him for, believe this is a season that I believe we're going to see the manifestation of the things of God come forth for the people of God, because they believed. They stood the test of time. They stood when the winds have blown. They stood when it looks like it was a drought. They stood when they know he was there, going to be their water in a thirsty land. We have stood. And we will see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. So thank you so much, guys, for being a part of the show tonight by listening, calling in. It's always a blessing. I believe God is going to do some things that are going to just going to blow our minds. Hallelujah. So I'm thanking you for hanging out tonight. And I'm Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia. If you're calling in or you're listening in and you don't know, like, who's this crazy woman on there? Well, I'm Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia, and I normally do Sunday nights. If I'm not on here, usually Felicia's on here. But I thank God for tonight, and I just thank God for you all. So I'm going to say good night. Nobody else has their hand up. And you all be blessed. Have a blessed week. And hopefully I'll be able to be back on here with you next Sunday. God bless. Good night. Thank you for joining in to Prophetic Grace Network. Have a great one.